on n'est pas juste ici la bite des chiens. Ah, yo, tous les jours, les vont, mais ça, c'est pour ici la bite des chiens.
Minute. les paix les morts tous les matins, paix les morts tous les soirs, à terre, si bien, dimanche. Mais croyez-la, moi je connais pas, dimanche, les paix les morts tous les matins.
Oh, pas qu'arriver, mais hier soir. Hey, Titi, pas qu'arriver, mais hier soir. Laisse les bancs tomber. Laisse les bancs tomber. Laisse les bancs tomber. Laisse les milliers à l'échard. On donne les rangs cotons, on donne les rangs maillis, on donne les rangs cotons, chat. Là, les bancs tombés, on donne les rangs patins. Là, des bancs tombés, là, des milliers à des.
Zydeco Joe, laissez les bons temps rouler. All right, let me send some out to my partners up there and cousin up there in Big Mamu this morning, JT and Snow. This is going out especially for you guys. This is great. This is yours. This is your song.
Gaze and I said, whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze and I love you, boy. Oh, yeah. Gaze and I said, whatever shall be, shall be. Look at here. Remember the times we used to play? Do you remember the times way back then? Remember the times it was puppy love? Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I.
Do y'all remember the times?
Said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future is dancing. Remember the times we walked to school? Do you remember the times I held your hands? Remember the times I kissed your lips? Do you remember the song that we sang? Gay said I,
ah, sing along, sing along. Big book.
Whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future is there to see.
Do you remember that song? Way back then? Oh yeah. You and I used to sing this song. Can you remember that?
Gay said I, said I. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future for you and me. Oh yeah. Gay said I, said I. Whatever shall be, shall be.
Look at here.
Remember the times we used to laugh? Do you remember the time we used to dance? Remember the time of having fun? Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I, said I. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gay said I, the future boy.
shall be, shall be. Gazing at the future, that's me.
Come on, sing with me.
Gazing, I say that. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gazing at the future for you and me. Gazing, I say that. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gazing at the future, that's me.
Everybody sing.
Gazing, I say that. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gazing at the future for you and me. Oh yeah. Gazing, I say that. Whatever shall be, shall be. Gazing at the future, that is it.
Let's go and sing that song.
I'm playing another one that my father did back in 1983. Hey, you ride along with Mr. Classic Baloo. Let's something call me Mel, y'all.
Signature, whoa. But anyway, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
We're making it. Another Saturday and trying to have a little bit of fun. And you?
Good. Same thing.
Good thing. good deal. How did the classes go?
Good. It went real good. Everybody passed and got a lot of
How many students you had?
I think it was five.
Five students. Yeah. Okay, and they came in at zero, or did they come in at different levels?
Well, they came in about around zero.
Around zero?
But they left with 10.
With 10. So now they're playing and they progress on, or they come back for more lessons, or what?
I think they probably just going to pick up from there where I left them and just kind of start experimenting.
Okay.
Because what I was teaching was just straight from scratch.
John, we should be able to do that, huh?
Well, yeah. I'm ready anytime.
Okay.
Because I start off at five.
You started what?
I start off at five. Not zero.
Oh, okay. But, okay. The scale it starts at five, though, John.
Huh?
The scale starts at five. You're going to be a five. Okay.
Zero.
But you got to have your own accordion.
Yeah, you got to have your own.
Well, John, I guess that knocks us out.
Yeah, I think so.
I can rent you mine.
How much is the rent?
Well, can it play some notes by itself?
How much is the rent?
Yeah, how much is the rent?
Too
late. Don't worry about it. Hey, John, don't worry about it. That's okay. It took him. He's still calculating. He was taking too long. How much? When a person start thinking about how much it is, that's a bad sign. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Let me see how old they are, how long they've been working. I'll let go in his calculation. That's okay. That's it. Maybe we'll call Dexter. Maybe Dexter got something we can use.
Dexter got
some accordions we could use. Yeah, some old. That's what we need, some old. Some slow. We need some slow. We need some slow accordions. We don't need no fast accordions. We need some slow accordions. We got to do that.
Dexter got some accordions, not all the keys work.
Oh, that's the kind we need. So that way we can blame the accordion for missing the note.
Not all the keys.
Yeah, that's it. How long y'all would practice?
Hour and 15 minutes.
An hour and 15 minutes. That's pretty good. Very good. Well, that's good. When the next class? You got another class coming, right? No?
Yeah, in the fall.
In the fall? Yeah. Only in the fall.
But I won't be there. I'll be doing some traveling, so I'm about to miss this one.
So somebody else is going to teach. They will have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about somebody else, I think, to teach the class, which is good.
So you're going to be doing some traveling. Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
Overseas and stuff like that.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
Stuff like that.
You know what that mean? That mean we can't go with him, John. That's what that means. See, he didn't give no details. Huh?
No,
we can't go. He don't want us to go with him.
Like
that's
that.
Okay. Yeah, and things
he
like
told
that.
Me he had promised that he was going to take me with him.
Yeah, well, you see, in October, he'll already be there.
Yeah.
You see?
Oh, man, I forgot.
Man.
Call me from Russia.
I'm on my way back. You're on your way back. When did you leave? That's the question. But anyway, life is good. You got a new CD coming out?
Yeah, about another 2-3 more weeks. But I always bring it to y'all and let y'all check it out.
Let me check it out. So we're going to let the people check it out. And
then
let's get a feel for it. Now, the one we fixed in the place, number 8. And what's up? What's the name?
The name is called Promised Land 2-Step.
Promised Land 2-Step, ladies and gentlemen. New music never heard before. Coming right out of KRVS this Saturday morning. It's 11:20. Nine. Well, we're going to be breaking in about 20-some seconds. Let me go back over. We didn't finish this. Maybe I can finish this right quick. The LeBeau 23rd Annual LeBeau Zydeco Festival at LeBeau Church Ground, Saturday, July the 6th. Leon Chavis, Step Rito, Gino Delafosse, Lil Nate, Chris Alduin. And let's see. No refunds, barbecue pits, ATVs. Glass containers or ice chests, rain or shine, the show will go on. And if you need more information, call Joseph Irving, 337-351-3902. Or you can call the church office at 337-623-0300. And this is being sponsored in part by St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission. So go out and enjoy yourself there. And that admission is $12 for the adults, 11 and under is free.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Luisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, K KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're back, and so we're going to play number 8 off of his new CD.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go.
We're going to do my own record now. Y'all hold much.
Let me hold you, hold you. Let me please you, please you. Let me
All right, I want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Good morning to all you guys. And that was a good cut.
Is all right?
Yeah.
Is it good to print or I need to put it
back
up?
I don't know about all of that, but it sounds good. All right. No, it's good. This is good. So if you want to call and just let Corey know how you feel about it, you heard a couple of cuts, and we'll play one more, and then you can just give him a call. He's just trying to get a little taste, see what it feels like.
Just testing the water.
Just testing the water. All right, let's play something else. Let's
see. Could probably put on 12.
12.
Across the land, from the north to the south, the women.
nah.
Nah, I can tell Miss Madame Choupique.
Madame Choupique ce matin.
Madame Choupique, I've been dancing. I've been in jambe.
I've been dancing ce matin.
Yeah. Robert Wheaton say he met somebody last night. And he definitely in love.
He's in love.
Yep. Her name is Trish. And she wanted to say good morning to you, Trish. And we're going to try to play something in dedicating to you. So just stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. You're listening to Zydeco Sans Passale with JB and MC every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Number here is 482-6991. And, of course, if you want to replay all of this, just go to KRVS and the website and subscribe to podcasts, and you'll be able to stay tuned right here. And in case you ever want to try to, if you want to support this program or support this KRVS, you're certainly welcome to do so. You just call in at 482-5787. And, of course, they'll let you know exactly how to submit your support financially to help support this program and the KRVS programming entirely. And so we're located right here on the University of Louisiana at Lafayette campus in the building called the Burke Hawthorne Hall. In case you ever want to come and visit with us, certainly you can welcome to do so anytime. Just let us know that so we can open the doors for you and let you come in. And we welcome all visitors to come in and visit with us and see what we do. And I say we, MC and I, Herman Fuselier, who follows us at 12 p.m. today and go on until 3 o'clock. And so this is what we do. We try to provide you with entertainment that we feel that is correlated to the culture in which we have right here in Southwest Louisiana. Zydeco, blues, Cajun, all of those. We do it right here on 88.7 FM.
And this was recorded last week, and John just said.
Yes.
It sounded like a recording, John.
It
sounded like a recording.
Wow.
Do it all again.
But I'll tell you what. Am I good or not?
Do it again.
But I got to tell you about the wart, first of all.
Yeah, tell us about the wart. How to get rid of a wart. The last time people had to go in the bathroom to get rid of one. But now let's hear how you get rid of it now. Is it the same bathroom? You still got to go to the bathroom.
My cousin Pickle, you know, he always doubting his cousin.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And so I told him about it.
Uh-huh.
And he was listening, and he may be listening this morning. And so I told him what he had to do.
Uh-huh. And he did.
And he did.
And what happened?
And what was it was he got to use the body urine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say this now, in all fairness. And it is true. It is a true remedy. And, of course, you use it on the wart.
Uh-huh.
On your wart, and it disappears. So I was visiting. I was having coffee with him Tuesday morning. And he said, you know, John, it is working. It has worked.
Oh.
And he showed me his hands, and all the warts had disappeared.
Oh, very interesting.
So you just wanted cotton or something?
You dipped the cotton in it and didn't?
No, you just stick your finger down.
Oh. Okay, so what if you have a wart on your nose? You stick what? Let me hear this one. If you got a wart on your nose, how do you get...
That's the time you got to stick your finger. And, you know, you remember the time I told you about the sinus and the salt, warm salt water?
I remember something about the sinus.
Yeah, you got to use the sinus. Take warm salt water and you dip your finger in the salt water and the drop from your finger and you put it in each nostril.
Uh-huh.
And it'll clear your sinus problem.
Okay. Salt.
So the same concept is that you dip your finger and... in the solution, and you put that solution on your nose.
Hmm.
Now.
Okay.
I guess.
I'm telling you. Then what you stick cotton
in. What's that, Herman?
That's what I was going to say. Then what you do is stick cotton in your nose so that so you can't smell it?
No. No. That's the furthest I'm going to go with it.
Huh?
Huh? That's the furthest I'm going to go with it.
If you pass by somebody, ladies and gentlemen, smell like they didn't wash their hand, they probably got a wart on their hand.
Anyway.
Oh, you didn't wash your hand. No, I got a wart on my hand.
Anyway. I just wanted to, and my cousin, he proved the point.
We need to meet Pickle. Yeah. Pickle and Award. That ought to be a Pickle Award.
And Pickle is a person, my cousin, never lies. He may kind of, scheme a little bit, but he never lies.
So maybe he never had a wart.
Oh, he had a bunch of warts.
He had a bunch of warts.
He had a bunch of warts on his hand. I don't know why I asked him. I said, Pickle, why you had these warts? I don't know. They just come.
So all of them are gone now?
They're all gone. You can see the evidence of them and from there. And
so you had them all over his body?
Oh, in his hand particularly.
But particularly mean he had them somewhere else,
no,
too?
No.
They were just on his hand?
On his hands, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, that's pretty good.
But anyway, we're going to leave that. We're going to Bayou Fest.
Let's not leave. This is getting to be real. Let's get a little deeper into this. But anyway, Bayou Fest coming up.
Park Bayou Fest.
Maybe you ought to bring some of that solution. Can you use somebody else's solution?
It's not recommended.
You should use your own solution.
But it's good for acne.
Huh? The solution is good for acne.
That's right.
Wash your face in the solution. Boy, I could say some stuff with that, but we on the air.
Leroy Marshall, I'm just saying what it is.
I could really use
them. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
But they got that Bayou Fest coming up on the 29th, which is this coming Saturday, over in Parks, Louisiana, and Cecil Park, Poche's Park. Uh-huh. And it started at 11 a.m. That's a cook-off, chicken cook-off. I don't care what... where you want to cook the chicken, you're welcome to come in and cook it any way you want to do. Now you can, if you want to do a chicken sauce pecan.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't follow them rules.
It says barbecue and deep fry. Deep fry.
Either one. Yeah. Now you're telling them people go over there and cook their
just
chicken.
Just cook anything.
Y'all go ahead. Follow John.
Chicken sauce
when they throw y'all out the park.
Chicken fricassee. And
they throw you out the park. Yeah. I didn't say they're going to get rid of the food.
They'll keep the food
and throw you out.
But they two-person per team.
Two-person per team. Yeah, they usually do that.
Yeah, that's how they do person. It. Yeah, the people. And entertainment while they're doing all the cooking will be DJ Blowjack.
Okay.
And let's not go there.
And Grammy, we're going to move on.
Grammy
nominated.
6 p.m.
Grammy nominated Corey Lil Popular dead.
Yeah. And starting off at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
Yep.
Yep.
And
his Zydeco Bank.
And no ATV.
No ATV. No, no two TVs.
No ice chests. No glass containers.
None
of
that.
Pet allowed because pets will want to be sniffing around the food.
Well, that's right. No pets.
No pets.
Okay.
And
unless it's a service animal.
That's right.
Or you can bring a service animal if you have one.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
The blind, the handicapped. And sponsored by the Mardi Gras Depark. Depark.
Depark.
Depark. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Call Earl Stretch at 845-4361 or Alton Ambrose at 845-4435. Boy, they love them fours over there, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway.
They got some fours over there. But anyway, that's something that's been. Sound and good. Also today, the Clifton Chenier. Celebration today over at Clifton Chenier's Club, starting off at 12 midday p.m. today.
Okay.
And goes on to until. And you got members, musicians that are going to be playing.
Who?
And they got Lil Nate. Big Nate.
Lil Nate and Big Nate.
Yeah. And they're going to have an old-time fashion blues band. And Mr. Eugene Alfred and J.J. Kaye and the Zydeco Knockouts and also Corey Lede as a special guest.
Very good.
Oh, no, that's right. You're not. You
know, he's not a special guest.
A special guest today.
He can't go there.
Yeah.
He can't go there.
But it's all taking place today, the 22nd, 12 noon until. So if you care to.
Until what?
It doesn't say, it just say until.
Okay.
And
until somebody tell them
now,
to go.
Now, the club is located on 2116 Ferdinand Crochet Road in New Iberia.
Right.
Contact Mike Vitale, 337 334-339-5903. Now, those people believe in a lot of threes.
Certain areas,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, certain areas.
The fours was over there.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so if you just want to go out there and look at Clifton Chenier's Club and just go out and take in some of the music.
Yeah. I'm put sure it in your GPS. Food. If you don't know where it is, just put the address in on GPS, and it'll take you there.
And then you can visit his gravesite, which is located right around in the same vicinity.
Area. Yep.
So you got that. All right. Melvin,
I think
it is
1154. Yeah, something close to that, close enough. So let's play some music as we go out. I want to thank everybody for being with us this Saturday morning. Don't go anywhere. Because Herman Fuselier is coming right behind us, and so get ready for that.
And say hello to my son, John Jr., and Joey, wherever they are right now. Of course, John is in Houston, probably around his horses over there
in
the barn. And say, Mr. Joe and the rest of you, Ken, Collins, and Jr., good morning to
Holodome
all of you.
Holodome guy called this morning, too, you know.
Who's
got
that?
A friend over there at the Holodome?
Who, me?
Yeah. He called this morning and said that he asked for you, as a matter of fact. I couldn't
Holodome.
Yeah.
You know, like
a Holiday Inn, Holodome, through way.
Yeah.
Up that way.
Yeah, up that way.
Yeah.
He called
this morning, and he thought he was talking to you, but, you know, then he realized he was not talking to you. And I told him you would be back, but they were busy. I think he works over there. They were doing something. So they had some kind of boxing weigh-in going on over there at the Holodome this morning.
Oh, yeah. So, they wanted me to come over there and box a little bit.
Okay. We're going to go back. We go to music like they do on TV. We're going to commercial right now.